Hello, thank you for calling customer support. You're speaking with Marquez. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling about, I have a charge on my account from this company and I have no idea what it is.
Okay. Okay, let me just locate an order for you first, ma'am.
Thank you.
Is your name Deborah?
Yes, it is.
Edmonston?
Edmonston.
Okay, for security purposes, could you verify your billing address and I can take a look at the order?
1587 River Road, Williamsport, PA.
Okay. Okay, so from the looks of it, ma'am, you were enrolled in our meal plan around Bites Up, which is now canceled. You were enrolled back on the date of April 7th, and you were canceled. Let's see.
Okay, well, the charge is still on my account, so I need all that removed.
Okay.
Actually, there's two charges on my account.
Well, ma'am, I see the first charge was declined. The order attempt declined, but the second time it went through. And you were enrolled through our subscription for the meal planner at Bytub through a contest entry for a chance to win a mixer.
I don't know how the information got there, but I'm not and should not, be enrolled in anything. So there's a charge of $59.89 that I should be off my account.
Okay. According to the terms and conditions for that entry, for a chance to win a mixer, stated in order to be eligible for a chance to win, you would be enrolled in this subscription.
Just take off the account, please.
But I can, I see you canceled. Too long when you place the order. I can issue a 75% refund.
No, you're going to issue the whole amount. I'm just going to be polite and ask you to do it. If not, I'll just get my credit card and I'll take care of it.
Well, ma'am, according to my...
Enrolled in the darn thing. I don't even know how you got information on it.
Well, you were enrolled through the contest entry for a chance to win a mixer.
I did not do it. Okay, if you're not going to do it, that's fine. I'll just call the bank tomorrow and they'll take care of it.
Well, ma'am, I can only issue a partial amount, but I can reach out to my supervisor to see if we can override.
No, you can take care of the $59.89, please. I didn't enroll in anything, so how you even got my information, I have no idea.
Okay, so you don't recall entering the contest entry?
I don't. I did not enter the contest. I don't enter contests and put out any kind of money for it.
Well, this was only for a chance to win a mixer.
I never pulled it out. I definitely would not do something like that.
Well, happen to have anyone in your household who has access to your information?
No.
Okay.
That's it. So I'm giving an opportunity. Please take that off. If not, then... I'll handle another way.
Okay, I can work on that for you, ma'am. One moment.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Okay, so if you don't mind, I can transfer you to the fraud department for further assistance with this charge.
So whatever can be done, do it. Otherwise, I'll just contact the bank tomorrow. And they'll take care of it for me. I'm not going to...
Well, ma'am, there would be no need.
Because I didn't need
to.
Do it.
We may be able to satisfy you with this charge. But I would just need to transfer you to the fraud department. Because I wouldn't be able to adjust any charges you're unaware of.
Excuse me?
According to my protocol, I'm not able to adjust any charges the customer is unaware of.
If you could take care of this evening, that would be wonderful.
Okay. Do you mind if I put you on a brief hold? You should be transferred shortly.
I don't care. As long as
okay.